going back a little bit in time to Sefer Bereishis. So the Ribono Shel Olam tells Noach in Parshas Noach that there's going to be a flood and the flood is going to destroy the world. And he gives Noach very specific instructions to build an ark. And that ark was no ordinary ark, it was no ordinary boat or vessel, but rather it was to be the very utensil which would house the remnants of humanity, the remnants of the animal kingdom, and would allow humanity and the world to regenerate and rebuild. And as the rains begin to flow and as the flood waters begin to rise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a simple phrase to Noach. Noach, bo el ha-teva, go into the ark. Come into the ark, you, your family, the animals. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that there's a deeper eternal message in those words as well. Bo el ha-teva doesn't just mean come into the ark, because the word teva, which of course in this context means ark, also means letters or words. And says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, in a beautiful way, the Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us how to have a meaningful prayer experience. Bo el ha-teva, go into the letters, go into the words. Don't just allow tefillah to be something that you do. You know, sometimes we pray, like a lot of things we do in our Judaism, is we check a box. I fulfilled an obligation. I carried out a particular mandate or mission. So, shachar is check, mincha check, meirif check. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, but that's not the essence of davening. The essence of tefillah is bo el ha-teva. Enter into the letters. Enter into the words. Allow them to permeate you, and you must permeate them. An incredible and beautiful insight. So how do we do it? It's a simple phrase, yet for many of us appears like a Herculean task. So the truth is, the Eitz is very simple, says Rav Kook. Rav Kook quotes this idea and he explains that you just simply have to drown out the distractions. In fact, Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, wrote, when you daven, daven. When you learn, learn. And when you work, work. You know, the greatest challenge we sometimes face is that we multitask. We multitask, and we like to think that multitasking makes us more efficient. But I think we all know that it doesn't really make us more efficient. We end up doing a lot more things, many more things, but the truth is the quality of those endeavors suffers incredibly. So while I'm davening, I'm learning. So okay, my davening takes a hit and my learning is not all that great. And sometimes even worse, when I'm davening, I'm working. Or when I'm working, I'm learning. Well, I shouldn't be learning while I'm working, because when I'm working, I should be working. Just like I shouldn't be working when I'm davening. Just like I shouldn't be davening when I'm learning or learning when I'm davening. If you want to be successful in anything in life, it requires full unadulterated attention. Imagine how much more impactful our tefillah would be if we didn't get distracted. And again, this is not a technology discussion or about every person has to know themselves. Different things distract us. Yeah, for some people it's the phone. For other people it's looking out the window. And for someone else it's allowing their mind to wander. We all have our distractions and all of the things that derail us. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaches us bo el ha-teva. The meaningful davening experience that we all yearn and pine for. Some of us know that we're yearning and pining for it. Some of us don't yet know that we're yearning and pining, but we're all yearning and pining, is to enter into the letters, to enter into the words, that when I daven, I just want to lose myself in this experience. And Rav Kook explains we could accomplish it if we learn how to tune out the static. If we identify the things that derail our concentration, if we identify the things that totally erode our attentiveness and we deal with them and we push them away, then we not only have a tefillah, which is a meaningful halachic obligation, but we have a tefillah when we are able to enter the letters and they are able to enter us. As we come in these last months, these last days of Av, entering into Chodesh Elul, Yamim Noraim, where tefillah is going to play such an incredible and pivotal role, maybe bizochem yeretz Hashem bo al ha-teva, to enter into the letters and to allow them to enter us. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.